In the tech-laden era we live in, artificial intelligence has grown to be more than just a powerful tool. It's an unstoppable phenomenon that's leaving its imprint on every facet of our lives. Yet, amid the riveting tales of AI-fueled possibilities, an unsettling new trend is emerging in the digital landscape. A recent report by NewsGuard, a company tracking misinformation, reveals a growing battalion of AI-generated content farms, exploiting the web's automated advertising model for profit, and unfortunately, finding substantial success. To give you a sense of scale, these low-grade AI content farms have inadvertently gained the backing of more than 141 global brands. While NewsGuard hasn't publicly shamed these brands by dropping names, it did share a general profile of that kind, including several notable banks and financial services, two massive consumer tech companies, and even a heavyweight digital platform based out of Silicon Valley. Now, when dissecting the income stream of these AI-spawned web pages, programmatic advertising sits at the crux of it all, according to Lorenzo Arvontis, an analyst at NewsGuard. Speaking to MIT Technology Review, Arvontis noted how numerous Fortune 500 companies and prominent brands, all oblivious to the matter, are channeling their ad dollars into these sites. This revelation brings forth an unnerving reality that parasitic leeching off the internet's value isn't just surviving. It's thriving on the riches it's extracting. What's contributing to this disconcerting state of affairs? A significant factor lies in the democratization of AI tools designed for consumer use. The startling ease with which one can kickstart a site crammed with endless content becomes apparent when you factor in AI programs like OpenAI's ChatGPT. These tools are a dream come true for those interested in mass text generation without a second thought for quality. And the magnitude of these exploitations is jaw-dropping. NewsGuard's report suggests that such websites can churn out hundreds of daily articles. A case in point is one AI content farm we recently discovered that was overflowing with information and bogus references and producing content at a distressing rate. Adding to the murky situation is the inadvertent legitimacy that established company ads bestow upon these low-grade, potentially misinformation-spewing websites. It's a smoke-and-mirrors act, distracting the audience from the sinister operations beneath the surface. Yet, the most alarming facet is the role that Google, along with a larger digital advertising ecosystem, plays in fueling the sustainability of the AI spam business model. NewsGuard's investigation found that over 90% of the advertisements featured on these websites were delivered by Google Ads. Given Google's omnipotent presence in the digital ad market, its role in populating ads on these AI content farms paints a grim picture. Now, Michael Eisenman, a policy communications manager for Google, was quick to highlight Google's stringent policies governing content monetization in a statement to MIT Tech Review. He emphasized that the company doesn't permit ads to run adjacent to harmful, low-quality content or copied content. And Google's enforcement focuses on content quality and not its generation method. Should any violations arise, the company acts promptly to block or remove offending ads. He also acknowledged the persistently evolving tactics of malicious players who may employ generative AI technology to dodge Google's policies and enforcement mechanisms. And despite the assertion, NewsGuard's findings indicate that Google still has significant room for improvement in enforcing its ad policies, particularly concerning spammy, low-value content. Jack Brewster, enterprise editor for NewsGuard, elaborated on the problematic ties between Google, ad tech companies, and the rise of a new breed of AI-powered misinformation hubs pretending to be legitimate news sources and content farms. Major brands, oblivious to their complicity, have become unintended allies, indirectly funding these unreliable AI-generated sites through their ad expenditures, he told MIT Tech Review. And for the internet, a platform once lauded for its utility, this marks a disheartening new normal. Deceptive operatives are exploiting programmatic advertising and generative AI, making easy money at the expense of the internet's value. What we see here is a peculiar case. As Google and other tech companies incessantly drive the development of generative AI tools, the very same tools are employed against their financial well-being. It's a paradox that will undoubtedly shape the future narrative of the web. serving as a cautionary tale of unchecked technological progress and its unintended repercussions. I want to say thank you so much for listening to the show today. If you could take a second and hit the subscribe button on whatever podcast platform that you're listening on right now, that would be very helpful. So thank you for that. And thank you for spending your time here with me today. Take care of yourselves and each other, and I'll see you in the next one.